In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Monday, September the 11th. Good as always to have you here, everybody, as we begin today with this question. Where do you begin? Millions of Floridians are still out of their homes, no electrical power in big sweeping chunks of that state, insurance adjusters moving in to add things up. Damage estimates from Irma range from $25 to $60 billion. That's for insured losses only, by the way. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with this look at how we start trying to tally the damages after a big storm like this.
When it comes to hurricanes like Irma and Harvey and predicting how much damage they create, just like with real estate, it's location, 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 says Karen Clark. She's the CEO and co-founder of Karen Clark & Company, which models the damage from catastrophes. Different cities and counties have dramatically different densities and types of buildings.
High-rise buildings, gas stations, schools.
Single or multifamily homes. So starting before a storm touches ground, Clark and firms like hers will take this building data and pair it with forecasts about a storm's path, along with its estimated wind and flooding footprints in each county or zip code.
And at every location within Florida, let's say, for Irma, what is the wind speed experienced? 100 miles, 110 miles per hour?
Then these modeling firms will layer on historic data about damage from previous storms. Tom Sabatelli manages North Atlantic Modeling for RMS, another catastrophe risk modeling company.
So we have a sense of how much wind speed or flood depth should cause a certain percentage of damage to a building made out of different materials from the historical data.
These models are largely used by the insurance industry, for example, to predict the size of claims companies will have to pay out. Sabatelli says in the next couple of weeks, his firm will send recon teams into the field to assess damage on the ground. Clark says her firm updates estimates twice a day as new weather data comes in. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.